gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions, your comments, and your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thanks, Lexi. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. I will tell you, this is the best odor elimination product that has ever been made. And... it will take out urine smells, it will take out feces, it will take out vomit, and even skunk. And you can only get it on their website at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Of course, unless you win it here on the show. But good pets foods, natural supplements and treats that your dogs will love. You can enter the promo code PETS in the box and get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And... September 30th, 2026, join me in Italy on a Colette tour. 1-800-581-8942 is the number, or go to TalkinPets.com. The booking number 1382009. This is Talkin' Pets.
Come on, get on up. We're wild and we can't be tamed. And we're turning the floor into a zoo.
I voted for the Oscars this week. It took a long time because you have to fill out these ballot things and stuff, and I will give it away. This, because I'm only one person, this was my number one vote for songs of the year. I really liked Zootopia. I didn't see the show yet. I didn't see the movie, but I did vote on the song because I know the song.
Well, I like Shakira. She does the first one, and is in the first one, too, and has good music from that. I think that, no offense to her, but it's like her calling. Her music just fits so perfect for her being a gazelle in Zootopia. Like, her music is just so fitting for that. She has the same sound in most of her songs. Like, I like her music, but a lot of them sound very similar and just fits really well for this movie every time.
Well, the first one I saw, and I thought it was one of the best animated films that I've ever seen.
Everybody says that.
But it's so cute. Yeah. It's so good.
I didn't get to see the second one yet.
So good.
I do have it here. They sent it to me, the movie company, but I haven't had a chance to watch it. By the way, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
We'll be right back.
strangers, the only way to see him. Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, I didn't get to screen any films because of the holidays and all. They don't do it at that time. But your top five movies as of last week? Avatar, Fire and Ash. $63 million on the weekend and $250 million in 2 weeks.
Biggest franchise ever. It surpassed Star Wars and Harry Potter and whatever other one I couldn't remember. It's the biggest. It's literally the biggest franchise.
Have you seen this one,
no,
Fire and Ash?
I haven't seen the last one either. I only saw the first one.
Really?
Yeah, I've only seen the first
Actually,
one.
This one, Fire and Ash, I think is their best one.
The ride is incredible. I've been on the ride at Disney.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a ride. But Avatar, just the technology is amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited when I get back up, when I leave to go back towards Tennessee. I'm stopping in Greenville, South Carolina with my middle sister, Terry. By the way, Terry, thanks for the happy birthday. We saw it on the screen. And
Mike sent you a happy birthday as well.
Brian Mahey.
Oh, Brian, I'm
Brian
sorry.
Brian Mahey, yes. Thank you. Love you guys. but I'm excited to see it because we're going to go and see it in IMAX. You said it was great in IMAX.
IMAX, you got to see it in IMAX in Dolby. It just makes a huge difference, and that's what I screened it in. And but, you know, it's almost 3.5 hours long, but it goes quick. It really does. And being an animal person, the message in this film, particularly in Fire and Ash, is animal-oriented.
Yes.
They
all have been that way.
Yeah, they have actually.
Yeah.
This one even more so because there's like whale-like creatures that don't get depicted very well in the film because of what happens. But it's a message that means a lot,
right?
For our marine life out there. So, Avatar, Fire and Ash, $250 million in 2 weeks. Zootopia, which you just heard the song, Zootopia 2, $20 million over the weekend last week. $338 million in 5 weeks.
It's so good. We were already saying that. We can't wait for the next one. And we were already like discussing like what it's going to be because this one was reptiles. So we're like, maybe the next one will be about birds because there aren't really birds in Zootopia. So like, where are they? Like, so it's, we're already deciding what the next one will be about.
It's amazing though, because if you recall, the first one did extremely well money-wise, box office-wise. And now Zootopia 2 is like $338 million just here in this country.
Yeah.
Is amazing. In 5 weeks. So I'm looking forward to watching it actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to see this one. I did not screen it. Marty Supreme. Basically it's a ping pong.
Table tennis.
I've not heard anything about it.
And it's, I've heard good things about it because Timothy Chalamet is really blowing up, that guy.
And that's not how, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I know it's not that. It's something fancy and weird. It's not pronounced that way because I heard someone pronounce it like the real way that you're supposed to.
Well, it's like T-I-M-O-T-E-E or something like that.
Timothy or something like that. It's something weird how you actually pronounce his first name.
But he's like he's your A-listing star now. It's amazing. Anything he touches seems to be gold. And, you know, it's respectfully, considering the topic, it made $39 million in 2 weeks, which, you know, isn't too bad. Housemaid, $56 million in 2 weeks. That's a good take.
I want to see that.
I want to see that, too.
I read the book.
It's all for women.
Yeah.
It's
have you read the book?
It's women take control. And
all that writer's stuff is all about women.
I found it to be a little predictable, kind of, because there are twists and turns, and I won't say anything more. But
I know how it ends.
But it is pretty, though. It's not bad. I mean, the acting in it is, like, perfect.
How is Sydney Sweeney?
She's amazing in this movie.
I know she does like Euphoria or something.
I would just say you'd get to see a lot of her.
Oh, I'm sure.
A lot. And I'll leave it at that. Amanda Seyfried is in it, really good. And
the guy
from the movie Drop is in it. He's a new one to me. But he's really good in it as well. Anaconda, I'm kind of wanting to see this one. It's like a spoofy kind of one, but it made $32 million in one week, which is pretty good.
Is it like a spoof off the first one?
It's a spoof where it's more of a comedy.
Hmm.
I
think the first one was kind of a comedy. Well, you see the snake in the first one?
Oh, we got to take a break. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk more of Talking Pets. We're open to your calls and questions at 818-818-6401. That's your movies. Go check it out at TalkinPets.com. So make sure you go to TalkinPets.com and check it out. You can tell it's a new year. I was off the air last week. 1 week makes a difference. Yes. So you can check it out at TalkinPets.com. Click on movie reviews. And by the way, you can also go on to the website there and click on podcasts. And you can listen to any of the shows throughout the, actually the years. So there's a lot of shows on there that if you want to check them out there too. But we want to hear from you. So pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Come on, get on up. We're wild and we can't be tamed. And we're turning the floor into a zoo.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy. Featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx Medical Advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kaanapaliresort.com. That's kaanapaliresort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Watermelon Meow Meow.
Hello? Hello? Is there someone on the line? Hello?
Watermelon Meow Meow.
Hello? Hello? Charlotte in Lakeside, California. Is this you?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Charlotte?
I thought that was another commercial.
No, it was us.
Okay. I was like waiting to see, okay, what company is it?
Interesting commercial, by the way. So what's going on? You have an Australian Shepherd, I believe.
Yes, I do. And he's 4 years old, and he eats everything. He eats pieces of wood. He eats stuff on our walk. He just chews on everything. And we thought it was just a puppy deal. But we're afraid that he's going to kill himself eating something weird.
And that can't happen.
Big time.
Yeah. I just came here and I'm in Florida for a little bit before I go home, and I wanted to catch up with all my dogs, and I was really upset to find out that one of them ate like seven tennis balls. Ooh. And died.
So
I get where you're coming from there. I think that you can't, on your walks, you just have to keep him on a 6-foot lead so that he can't get into things like that. But as far as at home, you just are going to have to make sure nobody buys any silly little things like that that he can rip apart. It would limit him to what he can have, but, you know.
Yeah.
I got a question, too. I don't know why I'm feeling this, but I'm just going to blurt it out there. Have you had your Australian Shepherd's teeth checked?
Teeth?
Yeah.
Yes. The vet looks at them when we take them in.
Okay. No cracks
just
or anything like that.
Just wondering if they were worn down or something.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because if with the wood... and any rocks or any kind of like things like that that the dog is getting into, if there was problems with the teeth. I don't know why. I just kind of felt like there was something going on there. But
you mean having a problem with your teeth makes him want to chew?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that chewing odd things, like, you know, which could maybe cause something like busy and keeping the dog busy, and then kind of changes the mind.
Put a
set
pressure
of
on
the
it
dog.
Too. Yeah,
right.
Like when I got braces, my teeth hurt, but they gave me a guard to bite down on, which really helped. And I would do that often when I first got them on because my teeth hurt.
Yeah. And then that's the thing that I'm wondering about with the dog. I mean, if it's substituting something, you know, for another thing, but... the one thing that Jilly said, though, with the lead is the number one, because you need to keep giving your dog a command when it goes for something like that. And if you do have something that the dog, you allow for the dog to chew on, even on your walks, I would bring it with you.
Yes,
and
always.
The dog will definitely carry it in its mouth or whatever. But you really need to get on that and just, like, stay pertinent on the command.
Because if it's carrying something that it treasures, it's not going to be picking up other things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we have an apple tree, and the darn dog will jump up and like make himself sick on apples.
It's almost
like, I don't know, like maybe there's a nutrient missing or something, that he always feels like he has to eat stuff.
Well, the apples, you got to be careful too, because if he's eating the whole apple, the seeds in the apple are actually toxic.
Yes.
So you got to be very careful of that.
He's growing a tree out his butt.
Yeah.
And do you use do you just feed him food, or do you use any toppers? Because a lot of food has absolutely no value at all, because it's meant to be on the shelves for 2 and 3 and 4 years. So if
right.
you wouldn't feed it to your child, you know, you shouldn't feed it to your dog. I am a big believer in Dynavite. I've noticed big changes in my dogs over the years, especially when they had allergies and things like that,
uh-huh.
and because they were getting all the nutrients they needed, so they weren't going after other things.
Right. What do you think of Missing Link?
Missing Link is good. Dynavite is good. Rough Greens are good. But I'll tell you that Rough Greens is the most expensive because I've gone through them all.
They're all pretty expensive,
yeah,
though.
Since I have Rottweilers, I get the most out of my money with Dynavite because of the size of them. And
They used to be a sponsor here.
Yeah, and it really, really is. That's how I got started on it, because they sent me one when they were our sponsor.
Oh.
And my dog had the worst allergies. I mean, it was horrible. Nothing worked for him, not Apoquil, not nothing. I hated putting all the drugs in his system. And within a couple of months, he didn't have allergies anymore. And when I moved up to the mountains, I've just continued it, even though I do make his own diet, you know, of just vegetables and organ meat. But I still continue to use it because I notice a big difference in the dog.
Yeah, also, too, I'm going to, before you hang up, too, Charlotte, what I'm going to do is send you out from Good Pets Foods some of the treats that they're supplement treats. And, you know, some of them might work. The Hip and Joint Plus, always good for a dog, a large dog like that. The Daily Probiotic would be good for the dog, and the Daily Multivitamin. So I'm going to send you some of those. And you could try them with the dog as well, because that might help to, you know, you'd have to keep up on it, though, for sure. But I'll just send them. You could try them. But, you know, I would try some of that advice and then, you know, go from there. But definitely when the dog's like that, you don't want to leave him unattended. And you definitely want to have the dog on a lead that you can control what the dog is putting in its mouth. I know when you let them out in the yard and they're eating all those apples, but toxicity is a big problem. That's probably why the dog is getting sick from the seeds. And I would keep an eye on that as well.
Okay. Can I ask a behavioral question?
Sure.
He is very reactive. When we walk him, which we do use a lead, and we try to anticipate what he's going to, you know, go for and eat, and we carry kibble. But, you know, sometimes he's quicker than we are. But anyway, if he hears or a dog, another dog behind a door or behind a fence, he just goes crazy and screams. And it takes us a long time to calm him down. We have to use the kibble. He just goes ballistic. And he's done this his whole 4 years, you know, like,
right,
he just goes wild.
You need to be able to get his attention back. I have had really good work with, like, just using like a water bottle with some stones in it, or a little tin can with some pennies in it or something like that, that breaks his attention from going after something else and getting that excitable. If you're just giving him a treat, the kibble, he's putting those two and two together, that if he screams, he's going to get a treat. So you want to be able to back off his attention from what is pulling him away. I know it's difficult because dogs is, you know, action, reaction. It's just going to have to be something that you just keep on constant basis. Or and take a different direction when you're walking and you know you're not going to go past those places.
And we do have to go out to a break. That's what the music means. But Charlotte, try that advice. And also in the yard, if the dog's barking on something on the opposite side of the fence, try a water balloon. Leap it at the dog. Don't hit the dog. But like it's the same thing. It distracts the dog's behavior from what it's doing, and that should eventually change. But the dog cannot see you throw that balloon. Make sure he thinks it came from God up above. Try that out and let us know. We got to go to a break.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
To V or not to V? That is the question. Apple cider vinegar, known as ACV, is often promoted online as a cure-all for dogs, but the reality lies somewhere in between hype and dismissal. While it does not cure cancer or diabetes, research suggests it may help shrink tumors, support blood sugar control, and offer antibacterial and antioxidant benefits. Although ACV contains only trace nutrients aside from the potassium, it can still play a supportive role in canine care when used properly. For dogs, diluted ACV may help with itchy skin, dull coats, yeast on paws, mild flea repellents, digestion support, odor control, and minor bladder irritations. Topically, diluted ACV can be used as a post-bath rinse, paw soak, ear cleaner, or gentle disinfectant. Internally, small amounts added to food or water may aid digestion and help balance pH levels, but it should never be given undiluted. Moderation and caution are essential. Too much ACV can cause vomiting, mouth and esophagus irritation, tooth decay, and bone issues, and it will not treat serious conditions like UTIs or infections, which require veterinary care. Some nutritionists warn that ACV may disrupt pH balance in dogs and are already too acidic, especially those with kidney, liver, or adrenal issues. Experts recommend using raw, unpasteurized, unfiltered apple cider with the mother, ideally organic and in a glass bottle. Dosages vary, but common guidance suggestions are 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon once or twice daily for a 50-pound dog. Overall, apple cider vinegar can be a useful complementary remedy, not a miracle cure. Used through thoughtfully and in consultation with a veterinarian, it may offer benefits for minor issues while minimizing risks. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Apple cider vinegar and honey off the cone do a lot of good for a simple man's soul. Take it hot, take it right off the stove. Add a little liquor, it'll cure a little cold. Got cigarettes and coffee in the rain outside.
A statewide animal cruelty database was launched this week. It aims to crack down harder on animal abuse, and supporters say it's going to be a game changer. It comes as the newest phase of Dexter's Law. On January 1st, this public searchable animal cruelty database was added to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement's website. Thousands of names are on the list, all of whom have either been found guilty or pled guilty for no contest to animal abuse charges. Rescues in general already do background checks, but it is kind of tedious because we have to go from county to county on the website, Rosaline and Friends Rescue President Sasha Cobet says. So this kind of gives us a huge database to be able to, in just one spot, be like, type that name and look them up and realize that, yeah, they're not a good person. Rosalie and Friends, a nonprofit in Milton, that finds loving homes for sick and injured pets. We've come into quite a few times, actually, where we've done extensive research and we're like, oh man, that person has like numerous animal control charges, abuse charges, animal roaming at large charges. This database is the newest addition to legislation called Dexter's Law. In 2024, a 4-year-old black and white bulldog mix named Dexter was brutally abused and decapitated by his owner. It happened just days after Dexter was adopted from the Pinellas County Animal Shelter. The highly publicized case sparked outrage across the state, and Dexter's Law was officially passed in May of 2025. I think Dexter's Law is an incredible resource, especially for the shelters. Our team's excited that they'll have one spot to really be able to search. I think it's just going to be really great for the public because there are people out there who can't get their dogs into shelters or rescues are full. This gives them another opportunity to make sure their dog, if they have to rehome it for some reason, can go into a good spot. In addition to the offender database, Dexter's Law allows judges to enact harsher penalties for repeat offenders. This includes a sentencing multiplier for aggressive animal cruelty. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement will update this database on the first day of each month. Visit TalkinPets.com for more. Join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
She believes what doesn't kill her only takes more time to kill her. Then she smiles as she paints her lips and does her lashes. Stunning as a taxidermy victim in a silver cage. An area brought from the country, stuck in dumb amazement like a dog who's told to levitate. The smash number one goes to her lover in the belfry, singing like a bird in flames and headed for the window pane. In the coming years, let's try and milk a fortune off them. I think we're qualified by now.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can identify what creature makes this sound, we have a bottle of SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator for you. You can use it on anything. We have a book called Pets, Pets, Pets from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have dog treats from Good Pets Foods. They're supplement treats. Basically covers anything on them, like hip and joint or multivitamin, daily probiotic. We do have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets, a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, a 2026 calendar on frogs, in all different kind of comical positions, and some silly beads by Kayla. We do have a Starbucks handler thing that goes on, like if you've got one of those drinky things, whatever they're called, one of the muggy things. I never understand that one. And we do have a badge holder and a keychain on one of the country guys out there, Wallen. But all that aside, name this creature. So, the bugle on this creature can be heard for miles, and it's one of the most distinctive sounds in nature. I don't think you need any more clues. 818-818-6401. If Lexi knows what it is, then everybody does. 818-818-6401. Love you, darling. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. When you call in, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. So, Miss Jilly.
Yes?
Going back to Charlotte's thing with the dog, I mean, I just kind of wondered for some reason if there was a cracked tooth or a broken tooth, because if it is chewing on sticks and rocks and that whole kind of thing, that could be a problem. And going back to the dog, you know, 7 tennis balls?
Yeah.
They were ripped apart, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But in her gut.
Because I'd like to know how it got it down there, if it was whole.
Yeah, and she was a Neapolitan Mastiff. She was beautiful.
Big dogs.
But she ate a lot of stuff.
Big dogs. Now I could see where the dog could probably swallow a whole tennis ball.
That's my dog likes to rip up all the fluffy ones to get the squeakers and stuff. But then she starts eating the fabric. And then, I mean, she poops it all out. But I stopped getting her those kind of toys. And I just started getting her the harder toys. Mm-hmm. But she's not always a fan of, and every now and then, while I'm monitoring her or whatever, I will give her a soft toy, because it's fun for her to rip it up, and I don't want to just take away all her fun
and
to destroy it.
If you're there to take it away from her.
Yes, I'm constantly cleaning all
of it. And you know how much of that stuffing is in those little toys?
Yeah. Yes, John.
Tons.
More than I can even comprehend.
You and me both. I saw a little ducky toy apart by a little terrier dog, and it looked like it snowed in this person's living room.
I knew someone whose dog got the squeaker, and it got stuck in their throat. Mm. So when he would bark, it would squeak, and it had to be surgically removed.
That's not funny.
A lot of money.
But the other one is
And most animals, I mean, there's a really good, if they catch it in time, if you get twisted gut, which is ingesting things that you shouldn't, and it blocks up the intestines.
Yes.
But again, it's very expensive.
Well, that was when we had Richard, which he's back with his original daddy. So he's
your dog.
Yeah, he's not dead anymore. He's not dead or anything. Because I know that I almost said that he's not dead or anything like that.
Just so people don't know, it's your child that you gave back to the original.
For one, I've never named my child Richard. No offense.
That's my oldest brother's name.
I'm sorry.
I never named a dog Richard.
Yeah, his name was Richard. He was a Richard.
I'd never name him Cat, but people have done that.
But the one day he couldn't poop, and I really thought that he had an obstruction, and I was like, I'm sorry, Richard, you're gonna die. I don't have the money to fix you. You're just gonna end up dying. He pooped. I gave him some pumpkin and it came right out, so he was fine.
Pumpkin is good for that. But we're gonna go out to Oregon and see if Julie knows what this is. I have a big feeling Julie knows what that is. Julie, what is that?
Is that elk? An elk?
Congratulations. You are right. It is one of the most distinctive noises in nature, and of course you knew it. So what would you like to go with? We have the SCOE 10X Odor Eliminator. We have the book. We have the Good Pets Foods Treats for Your Dog. Collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. Silly Bees by Kayla. I got a calendar on frogs. I think I got it.
I guess the first one.
The SCOE 10X?
Sure.
You're going to love
it. Good choice.
Yeah. So have you ever tried it before?
No.
It's amazing. It will take out any kind of odor that you have. You can use it on anything.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be for animal odors.
Right.
It can be for human odors.
I've sprayed it in my garbage disposal.
Yeah.
It works.
Oh, nice. I don't have one.
Oh. Well, never. You definitely will. Well, stay on the line, and we'll get your address there in Oregon, and we'll ship it out to you. And thanks so much, Julie.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
That's Julie out there in Oregon. She got it right. It was an elk, which I thought that one was going to be kind of easy, so.
Boy, I have a lot of elk around me. And when you're close enough to a herd. Because there are some people who have elk farms, and it's they're just screaming.
Mm. Well, you never want to be around them when it's mating season.
Oh, no.
That's wicked. All I'll say.
Yeah, it's wicked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't approach them.
Yeah, they're not, they don't seem very friendly.
No.
I would never approach a moose or an elk. Yeah, I would never approach a wild, big animal.
Exactly.
Ever. Doesn't matter what it is.
And yet there are people in Gatlinburg, Tennessee,
who try and feed bears
in the middle of the street.
Little animals, depending on what you approach, could be just as deadly, if not more.
Yeah.
True.
They got rabies.
So, yeah. That's just one thing. Could be other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Anyway. This is Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401. Give us a call.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. Out of Kerrville, Texas. In July, devastating floods ravaged the Kerr County community, and in the midst of a disaster, a cat named Hazel vanished. Against all odds, after months passed, Hazel has been found. Last week, Kerrville Pets Alive shared the amazing news with Facebook followers explaining how Hazel was recovered. A Kerr County resident set up a humane trap, and Hazel was safely captured. Sadly, her collar had become wedged under her arm and, over time, embedded into her skin, causing a severe wound. Despite everything she endured, Hazel survived. And yesterday, we were able to fund her and emergency medical care. Hazel proved herself to be a mighty survivor, despite a deep embedded collar that was stuck under her front leg. The rescue group was able to find Hazel's owner because of the information on her microchip. The agency said Hazel was microchipped, allowing animal control to contact her family. We've also offered to provide a new ID tag and a breakaway collar designed to release if a pet gets caught on something in the future. We are increasingly grateful to Kerr County Animal Control and Kerrville Vet Clinic for their help in Hazel's rescue and recovery. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
We may not yet have reached our glory, but I will gladly join the fight. And when our children tell their story, they'll tell the story of tonight. They'll tell the story of tonight. Tonight.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
Well, let that lonely feeling wash away. We see, 'cause maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. Because when you don't feel strong enough to stand, reach out your hand and hold.
Raise a glass to freedom, something they can never take away. No matter what they tell you,
someone will come running to take you home.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. You know those floods in Texas when they happened and all? I mean, it was devastating. The children that lost their lives, the people that lost their lives, and just the hard part of losing that way, not only the human lives that were involved, but also the pets and animals that were involved, like Hazel. So
Hazel was lucky.
Yeah, one of the lucky ones.
Most of those children didn't even know what hit them. They were in their tents in the middle of the night, and they were swept.
Yeah, they were in like a housing facility. Yeah. They were in their beds, all in the same thing, and the water just came right through. And
that happened in my town during the hurricane.
Oh, here too.
They came through, and because massive boulders, and they just swept people away, and it was horrifying for quite some time.
Mother Nature's been very active over the last year or two, and it doesn't seem to be getting much better.
Yeah.
So, very important, of course, that we take care of her and abide by the rules and stop being selfish and making sure that, you know, your children and their children have a life ahead, and it doesn't end. I mean, Lexi, you're a mom, and you know you've got two kids and a stepchild.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel about them not having at least the life that you're having now? I mean, obviously, being
well,
they don't.
That's the thing. Like, my life now is not a child's life, so I wouldn't want them to have my life as a child, and they don't have the childhood that I had because it's different. And I don't have the childhood that you guys had.
Right.
And you don't have the childhood that your parents had. You're never going to have the childhood of your parents, ever. It's constantly changing all the time, and you're just not going to have that. So to constantly think back of, oh, I wish my kids had a childhood like I had. Well, you didn't have a childhood like your parents had. And it's back generation after generation. It's just not a thing that happens.
It's constantly changing.
Constantly changing, yes.
But the thing is what I'm getting at, though, if there isn't an environment the way it is. I mean, right now you have to take your kid to a zoo or something to see certain animals that they normally wouldn't see anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But those animals could disappear not only from the wild, but they're also going to disappear from the zoos.
Right.
So that's my point.
But I could see that being our future. Like, there's so many future tech. And not that it's a great future and all these futuristic movies and stuff where you have to go and see them on the big screen and see them in holographs and not real and making them into cyber animals that look real but aren't real, but you can still see. Like, that's how I see our future going. It's more technology driven, which doesn't necessarily sound great to everybody, but does sound good to some people. My kids think that they have a great childhood, and I can't, like, I they do a lot, like, and I had a great childhood, and I assume that you guys had great childhood. So just because it's not the same as our own doesn't mean that it's not a good childhood, and doesn't mean that even going forward that it won't be a good childhood, even if it's not the environment that we wish it would have been for the children that we wanted to have.
But I have to tell you, I'm strongly on the side of what Australia or New Zealand, whichever one did it.
Oh, it's six. Yes, Australia banned social media until you're 16.
Because your brain doesn't develop, and children are spending, you know,
wait,
100 hours a week, and it destroys their brain, you know, their ability to grow, to get through puberty and get out of puberty and become adults, and then to make your own decisions about things like that. And so, I mean,
well, technology on the side has changed life and social life.
Yeah.
Not only for children, but for adults as well. So that needs to change, I believe. But the thing is like, I don't want, personally speaking, I don't want to see children of the future losing the beauty that we have, pets, wild animals, trees, you know, clean water. That's what I'm getting at, is I don't want to see that disappear, and that's at jeopardy right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and that's the point that I was trying to make, is that we want to keep that around for the next generations, because it's very important. We've already lost many animals due to extinction, more than you could ever imagine. And it may be a little bug, or it may be a 400-pound animal, but either way, they're disappearing, and that means eventually we may as well. Think about it. Thanks for joining us here in this hour of Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.